Wow, let me tell you, I know you're all worked up about everybody getting all worked up. No, I'm not so sure that I oppose England's response. I mean, you know, the easy thing to do would, you know, there's some brilliance in that. Tell everyone to drink hot lemons. You know, I suppose. I mean, I eat raw garlic. No, seriously, good food is an acquired taste. It's, you know, a coronavirus is nothing more than a common cold, the seasonal flu. There's a whole family of diseases. That's what a coronavirus is. This thing should be called the pneumonia virus. It's transmitted just like the common cold. You catch it, you deal with it, you're done with it. It's just it causes pneumonia. So be strong so the virus doesn't get out of control in once you get it. And, you know, be prepared to deal with, you know, treat your pneumonia stuff at home when you do. You know, be ready for it. That's what they should have done. Closing schools was suicide. And the thing is, I have to imagine governments imagined that. So I just, you know, America, we don't know much of the difference between fear and apathy. We either don't care at all or we just overreact. And I think what goes around comes around, and our choice to be so sensational in everything that we either just don't care about anybody else or else we totally overreact. Other countries in the world, we don't care, or we just go completely mess them up and you can go put our military in every single freaking corner of the world and then make everybody dependent on our borrowed money for their global defense. That's not good. You know, I think that a lot of stuff in some ways is coming back to us. But the beautiful thing in it all is that once again, America's returning. We're soul searching. We're helping each other. We're going to pull through this. We've got a problem that we made for ourselves. It's fear that's causing the trouble. It's our own fear that's really destroying us. And we're throwing it aside. Now, there are a bunch of idiots that are out partying and, you know, they're going to have lots of problems. Because, you know, wise people are being quiet and they're getting to work. The wise are strong. They're focused on being strong. They're focused on enduring. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, this is biblical. Like this is a biblical scale. In the Bible, an enemy would surround the city, whatever city, and people inside, some of them would just drink and party because they're like, tomorrow we're going to die. So let's drink today and drink away our fears. But then others would seek wisdom and would do soul searching. And a lot of Americans are stepping up to help each other. And I'm getting emails from several different companies and social media platforms. We're helping you this way. We're going to lower the price on this. We're going to make that longer. We're going to improve this. If you owe bills, don't quite worry about it so much. You've got to pay, but we understand. There's a lot of this going on. All right. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in Taiwan later on, but you know, right away, I've got to come out saying this. So what do I do? Now, this is the podcast weekly. This is my announcements podcast. This is the Monday thing. Taiwan Special is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And on Mondays, I talk about the work that's been on my desk. Now, while all this has been happening in America, I've been in Taiwan, which I'm going to be talking about later this week. I've been finishing my WordPress plugin. I talked about this last week. Yeah, in some ways I'm mildly irritated with WordPress in some ways, but I have to say, first time I'm ever dealing with this. I know that a whole bunch of people have said this before. I'm not an expert, but you know, what do I say? The first time I finished my plugin, I got it done. I had no idea how to code in WordPress before ever. I have never written a plugin before. It's been 2 weeks. And yesterday I spent close to, you know, 10 hours, probably a little more, finishing it up, making it work, seeing how WordPress functions and thinks. And I don't mean function in the coder sense for those of you that are from code heaven. It's a well-designed thing. I'm really happy with what WordPress has done and how they've made it so that they can be compatible with the world. But I gotta say that there are some things that are irritating about the code. I can't, like it took me 4 hours to figure out how to save a file. And the reason it took me 4 hours to figure out how to save a file is because the thing that saves files has to be turned on first. You know, they've got a thing that saves a file, but you can't save a file. First, you got to turn on the file saver and then save the file. And I'm like, And then there's pardon me for the code monkey talk, but there's a lot of, how do you say this? They have like these little automated little mini things. They're called functions. I mentioned that a few minutes ago. There's overuse of functions in a lot of programming, and it makes the code a lot bigger. When I'm doing my coding, if you understand code, maybe you'll follow this. If you're not, don't worry. I'll get through. I'm not going to make a whole podcast about code jabber. But I need variables. That when I code, I've got variable values all over the place. And what that really means is that I don't assume who you are. That's what that means. There are too life talk. There are too many variables out there. There's too many things that can change. And I've found when I make computer code, I have a lot of variables because I know, I deeply know, deep inside in my bones, I know that life changes and there's a lot of stuff I don't understand. So most of my code is all about setting variables to recognize that you are who you are and you're different from me. And so my code uses a lot of variables. Well, functions don't like variables. Functions like things that are the same. And there's a lot of function happy coders out there. And WordPress is very function happy and not very variable respectful. So I look at this I can save a file, but I've got to turn on the function to save the file first. No, if I did my coding the way WordPress does it, my code would be twice its normal size. It's twice as big as it should be. The websites take more time and space because of how they do things. And to the coders, it seems organized and looks nice in their editors. I wish it were better. Now, okay, now that I've complained thoroughly, I have to say, WordPress, though, has a lot of really good stuff. They're solid, they're reliable, it doesn't break, it's robust. They've got a system that you can rely on. They might change how they do things, but your way of asking them to doesn't change. That's great. And they're really good at getting along with the world. So if you're using WordPress on your sites, I know I do. If you're looking for a cheap way to host your company stuff, call me. I could set you up for $20 a month, and you get your own Hillary mail server, so to speak. You get your own email server, and your own web thing. Your website's emails aren't spammy, because they're bona fide legitimate. So yeah, I did SSL certs, cloud, backup, sync. I've got the whole thing. It's all in there in the $20 a month. That was something that I was really big on. I wanted to do that, and I've done it. As the virus thing's been going on, what I was just telling you about code, that's what's been going through my mind. That's what I've been dealing with. So yeah, WordPress plugin's done. Now I've got to just go prepare it. I got to wrap it up in its Christmas present wrapping paper, so to speak. And deliver, but it's functional. It's working. You could go find it and use it right now. I just have to go, put it under the tree, so to speak. Well, that's it. Anyhow, I'm thrilled. Like, I got it done last night. I'm so happy and thrilled. And now I'm on to learning another computer code so I can write my next plugin. But it's been a thrill. I'm fine. Life's going on over here in Taiwan, which I'm going to talk more about tomorrow. See you then.